Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to start the show with a song that's being offered by Duane Hepner, Duane the Great Writer. And it goes, new you, you, you. It's being offered for people to test for themselves by singing it for like 15 minutes before they go to sleep each night. And for maybe 15 minutes when they get up in the morning. And see what life shows them in their dream visions or while they're in this supposedly awakened state in the physical, to, about getting this opportunity to have some real guidance and a real education to find out things we don't know about. This is about what life's all about and why we came here, to remind us of what our real purpose is. The new presentation has New Adventure Is series books wrote by Duane, the great writer, available in the paperback and the hardback through lulu.com. And there's PDF books on this modern tech you can get in touch with Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube, or just look up wonderfulworldwideeducators.com or the new presentation or Duane the Great Writer to check it out and find out for yourself if it's something that seems to make sense to you. If it's pure, and if it's humble, and if it's grateful, and if it's sincere, what are really things that are important in life? There are projects in the process of being brought into the physical, like the rainforests to create in Baja, about people getting together and trying to be an example for the rest of the humans, to try to show that we don't have to have authorities and brutalitarians controlling us here in this human farming prison planet, in these psych realms, the physical, the astral, the causal, the mental, the etheric. So the new presentation is being given with hints how we can earn our way out of these psych realms into the real universes where there are no brutalitarians or authoritarians, and where a person is free, real freedom, where there's real love, not just this emotional stuff we call love here in the physical. The new presentation has multiple projects that are trying to be brought here into the physical. The All Solar Research Vessel will have the Nations United Universal University on it, and many examples of making clean water and cleaning the oceans and providing for others, being helpful and useful and sharing how to have their physical shelter and wholesome foods and water and things that we need in this place while we're here. But pretty much the opportunity to not have to come back into this psych realm stuff anymore, to have enough experiences that we've learned and been accepted into this place called the real universes. We need real guidance and a real education. And there's real guides available like Reba Zartars and Yabel Sakabi and Phoebe Kwans and Paul Twitchell and Shamasi Tabriz and Gopal Das and Katadaki and Lysi and Tawart Manaji and Rami Nuri and Dwayne Hepner. That without this real guidance and real education, it looks like people are going to have to reincarnate back into this physical realm in these psych realms, and where the water's going to be filthier, and the air is going to be filthier, and the food's going to be filthier. In fact, it looks pretty bad to have to come back into a world where we are going to be influenced so much by this modern technology of mind control and trying to, the authoritarians, the brutalitarians or reptilians, whatever you want to call them, control people more than ever. And just use us as slaves for their purposes and their food supplies. And so it's just an attempt to share this new presentation with others that the real guides know who's ready and who gets to hear certain words that they can check out for themselves and see if they want to become involved in the new presentation and have a real purpose in life. Today we have some other guests. We have Dean Val of Nations United University and Claudie Stockman, who's an empath, a seer, and Sandy Saline, that's also an empath and a seer, and we may have Ariana and others, so I'll give everybody an opportunity to say something about this new presentation or the projects. Would anybody like to start?
Yes, hi, this is Dean Val from Huntington Beach. Claudie and Sandy aren't here yet. They've been occupied, but I will say a few words, yes. In terms of like sharing this new presentation, I was in a corporation or spiritual path before this. And in the early days, we had called it the Old West, where we could just go out. We could just go out and pretty much set up an intro talk at a library or stand on the street corner and with a sign and just share what we knew of the spiritual path I was in. And then it got kind of funny as the years went by. There's more and more restrictions and guidelines about how to do this. You actually had to check in with the local leader, and then he or she had to check in with the RISA or the regional leader, and they had to check in with the state leader, and then the state leader had to check in with the main office. I mean, it could go to four checks or four approvals before you got to get to the do an intro talk at the library. So it got really restricted. That was kind of funny. And Yeah, in the meantime, I did, when I found this, I left that spiritual path, and now I'm here with a new presentation. And there are no restrictions in terms of like how we share this, because it's not a path, it's not a teaching. So how can there be restrictions, because it's not any of those things? And what they were trying to do was keep the teachings pure. That was their rationale. They didn't want to dilute it with any kind of funny business. So that's why they set up the guidelines and restrictions. But this new presentation is not a spiritual path or a teaching. So how we present it is how creative we can be and clever, and what we can come up to that relates to what the people can understand, because it's not anything like what they've been accustomed to. So it has to be done in a certain way, but it doesn't have to be done in a certain way. But, it gets just done in a way that makes sense to the people. And that's up to us how we want to do it. Now, there are some, we make sense of things. We're not exactly totally free for all with this, but we want to be considerate to others and, not get ourselves in trouble. Because like you say, this place is a prison planet, and there are people out there to take you to prison. So it's a matter of like making sense of what we have to work with and the people's consciousness and what they can handle and relate to. So we're doing the best we can. I was just looking at one of our friends in England, and he's got a bread sign on with the new UU and some other text on there, and walking around the streets in a pigeon, like you said, Tim Pigeon outfit. I've done that. We've done that too. We've dressed up and done skits and talked to people and done funny things, basically to get people's attention. We don't have an agenda or anything. We just have fun getting people's attention, being creative with it, and then seeing if anybody out there is willing to take the risk to step out of their box, their matrix, self-created box they've created for themselves with their agreements, and into a life of adventure. And that's pretty much what we do. We're just presenting this material. We can only do that. We can't get people to see it. It's up to them to take the step to see it for themselves. And I know it's a challenge for most people. There's not very many of us, and there's not many people that see this. So it is really a challenge, but it's doable. It really is doable, because this is our survival, and it's our life, and it makes a huge difference whether you get to go on and reincarnate again and come back and try it all over again, or you get to make sense of your life and go further than what you think you know, and further than you've ever gone before. It just gets so real that that's just the way it is. It's like you get to stay the same, or you get to wake up. Basically, it comes down to that. That's the bottom line. You get to stay the same, or you get to wake up. Staying the same could mean more reincarnations, more body types, more experiences. That's what I'm saying when I say that. But it's still the same thing. You're in creation. You're dealing with the five bodies and all the emotional, mental stuff that you collected through all your incarnations. And the more lifetimes you have, the more you've collected. So it's more to deal with, in a way. until you come to that point where you get tired of it and just throw up your hands and look in the sky and say, okay, there's got to be something more here. And then maybe you'll, if real guides are around, they'll give you the opportunity to see more, because you really can't get out of the matrix without their guidance. It's just that I've looked at this, and it just, you, the way this is, the way this process works, without guidance, you can't even accidentally get out, or purposely, or consciously. No one can get you out of here or make you see, no savior or teacher, no spiritual path or religion, no Buddha, you know, no middle path, anything like that. It just doesn't relate to what we're presenting. So you really need some guidance to move out of yourself and to move out of this matrix, which is very, very difficult. I mean, it's set up more so than any, you know, high security prison here on Earth. It's just totally, and you're watched all the time, and you're watched through all the levels too. Kelum God sees you, and he wants to keep you here, so he has all his minions working, and it's a big, big process getting out of here. So that's where the real guides come in, and they see, they've gone through what we've gone through. That's the thing. And they're more so than the angels and saints and saviors, you could say. If you want to ask yourself, most people don't, but if you ask yourself, well, what's beyond a savior or a God? Well, the real guides have taken that step and gone beyond that, those ideas. And they're the true and real explorers. So they are the ones that know the way out, and they're the ones that can help us by giving us the pointing the way. Again, it's references, demonstrations, hints. so it's not like we've been used to. It's not a doctrine. It's not a teaching. They can only just give you hints, basically, and good references. Something that relates, good reference would be something that relates to the real universes, what we call the real universes, where to most, those don't exist or couldn't or cannot exist. So what do you relate to? Well, you can only hint at it. And given the best hints, then it's up to the person to take the step and into the unknown to recognize it themselves. So, Tim, it's a huge process, and there's not very many of us, but we're willing to take the risk, and others too. You know, we're just sharing what we've found for ourselves here, and we're just sharing this so others have the opportunity too. Thanks for the show.
Yeah, thanks, Val. And does it really make sense if we've been deceived and somebody's offering to reveal the deception, to not pay attention and find out for ourselves what really is true or what's really going on, what's real in life? This adventure that we're all on and these experiences that we have here in these psych realms are pretty rough for an awful lot of people. Does it make sense to continually poison the air with the carbon monoxide from the engines of the automobiles on Earth and the jet planes and the ships and all these different ways of poisoning our own air that we breathe and to be healthy and to exist here in the physical? Then we have our water. Does it make sense to put poison in our water and for the masses in the cities to have this fluoride being put in and The reason is that supposedly it does good for a person's teeth or something, when actually it's a poison and they're putting it in the water supply for so many on the earth. And then we have the GMO food stuff too. Does that make sense to lose the quality, the good things in a food, the sweet taste and smell and the actual enzymes, the living stuff that the human body needs to be healthy, to be altered by this genetic modification that changes it so that the fruit looks nice or the vegetable looks nice, but it isn't the same vegetable as it used to be as far as being healthy or good tasting or things like that. Here we have these psych realms and these hard lessons, I guess, that we need to go through to have the comparison of what is not real in the real universes compared to what is real. So we see that here on Earth, there's wars and disease and pain and suffering in many ways, and that it doesn't seem to be getting better from the short amount of time that I've been seeing what's going on in this lifetime on Earth. And it wasn't that long ago when people would grow their own food or harvest their own food, and it wasn't grown massively with pesticides and things that are actually poisons for the bugs and the other life forms on Earth. Many different life forms are affected by the poisons that are put onto these mass genetically modified crops. And here we're becoming aware of things like how the authoritarians are controlling the weather and using directed energy weapons to start fires and burn our oxygen up and our trees up, like our Amazon had its worst fires that have been ever known by people. And all these experiences, these things going on in this physical realm, does it make sense to continue on this way and let the authoritarians and brutalitarians cause these wars for their profit and benefit, and convince people that all these sports and concerts and things are also important in life, and when actually by our emotions they're absorbing the energy from us, draining us like vampires in ways. There's a lot more that we don't know about than we do know. So when you look at endlessness, that we're going to be around forever, how do we really want to be around? Because the way it looks like in these psych realms, it's about to turn humans into robots, mind-controlled robots that they can fix the physical body to last a long time and use us as slaves for huge amounts of time. But either way, they get us to reincarnate if we wear out one body at the present. Eventually, we end up coming back and being their slave over and over and over again. So it's kind of a warning that unless a person starts paying attention when it's being offered, the new presentation is the only thing on this whole physical planet It sounds like it's going to be the guidance and the education to earn our way out of this physical realm so we don't have to keep coming back and being slaves on a human farming prison planet. I don't know if Claudie's there, if she'd like to say anything or anybody else.
They're still occupied, but I'll say a few more words. And
yeah, oh, great.
It's about awareness, but then there's more even than that. It's about the recognition. So you can be aware of all these things going on around you, like the alien factor, the financial systems, like you mentioned, the GMO foods, the fluoride in the water and all that. You can be aware of it, but still to get it beyond it, or to be not affected by it, you could say, then you need the recognition, actually. Because most people are stuck with, okay, they've got the knowledge and maybe some awareness about what's going on, but so... And we've interviewed a lot of people. We just interviewed a fellow who's an expert on chemtrails on one of our other shows, and he knew a lot about what's going on. And it's always interesting to listen to them. Where are they going to go with that information? Where does it go? And we know David Icke. He's an expert, too, about the alien factor and the agendas that the cabal has and all that. So he knows all this stuff, but where does it go? Where does this information go, if anywhere? So it's always interesting to see what they do with it. Now, some people have a little bit, they bring in the prime source, or sometimes God, or sometimes moving to another dimension, and the earth will be, those who want to move into this other dimension will have the opportunity to, and those that don't can stay here. Ascension, yeah. So there's these little ideas that people have as an out, you can say. The people, at least the people we've talked to, the kind of the progressive people that are more aware of what's going on, they usually bring in the prime source or ascension, that sort of thing, the angels or the goodness of people, humanity, something of that nature. But it doesn't really, those are just ideas, and they also don't really go anywhere. But the creation world, you're just in another place or position in the creation world. What we're presenting here is getting, seeing yourself in another, outside of this, you could say outside, or you could say in a position that's, again, not being effect, but being cause. Because most of the creation is a cause, you're being effect. Even though they say it's a cause and effect universe, you're still the effect of this creation world, because it's just that way. It's the way it's set up. You having the five bodies is right there, is an effect. Even though you can be creative and use your imagination, you're still in this effect of the creation worlds. So new presentation is like giving you like something that's more so. There's like what's beyond creation. Most people don't even consider that. So that's what we come in with, this unique perspective that there's something more. And that more is so real, and so much more real than even what they are aware of in their everyday life. And even the real side, it becomes such that, or the dream state is such that you are just it's so real that it's hard to articulate. You know, there's nothing you can really say about it. So it's an interesting process, the whole thing. And it takes unique individuals really to move from their self-convinced position. And we've interviewed a lot of people here on our shows, again, who are aware. How many have really stepped out of their position and offered their services or skills for the projects here for the planet to become more aware. There may be a few on the fringe, but nobody really. They're considerate enough to listen to us, and they're polite, cordial, and all that. And they kind of, a lot of them disappear. Some of them are sticking around, like on Facebook, and communicating with us. So once the projects do start, we can utilize their what they have to offer, and they will benefit, and so will everybody else. But those who want to just stick with their teaching, their sound good ideas, they can do that. But it doesn't really go anywhere. Doesn't really. You're just in another position in creation, even though it looks better than here. Eventually, it too will cycle into some kind of demise, because that's just the nature of this place. The yugas that we talk about, the golden age, silver, bronze, and iron age that we're in right now, these have had, well, actually, these are just ideas too, that they've, it's demonstration about how things work here, where there's an idea, oh, good idea, and then things start getting funny, people start getting in attitudes or agendas, and things turn, go south, and then it's destroyed, and then it starts all over again, whatever you have going on, an idea or project or religion or whatever. It's just the nature of this place. So it's good to study what's going on here, step back and be objective about what's going on, because, let me see, because it's for your benefit, for everybody's benefit, for their survival. It's really about survival here, and it's not about any of these ideas that people have. It's just the isness we talk about, it cares about its survival, and it's an awareness, it's a view, and it cares in a way. It's also, you know, wants to, you could say, wants to see more of itself, you know, and it does that through us waking up to it. And then there becomes more awareness. There's more recognition. Let's say more recognition of itself when we wake up. And it's ongoing. Like you say, it's endless. So how are we going to position ourselves? How are we going to be with it? That's what we all have to face. Or not. But it's kind of, you have to sort of like get a position to where, how are you going to relate to it? Or how are you going to relate to this awesome business? And that's something everybody has to figure out. But it's fun at the same time. So that's where we are.
Yeah, thanks again, Val, for the guidance and information. Is there anyone else that would like to mention anything or ask any questions?
Just us two today, Tim.
Everybody's okay.
Off at the beach.
Yeah. Well, fine. I guess we tried to share the some information about the new presentation and the projects. So if a person wants to become more aware, it's up to them to test the new UUU song and read the new Adventure Is series books by Dwayne the Great Writer as a start, and see if it's a something that is a real purpose for your life, something to do that's important to you. I guess unless there's something else anyone would like to mention, we'll end the show for today.
Well, thanks, Tim, for being on. Every little bit helps. So thank you.
Yeah, great. Thanks for setting up the studio again and stuff. So I guess we'll sing the new you could start, Val, if you'd like.
New
we'll see ya.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah,
bye.
Thanks. See ya.